Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
It's kind of an ongoing effort to make sure we get air to breathe.
That would be exactly the point of the T-shirts that a lot of folks were wearing at the Capitol, you know, because you and I were both there, and on opening day, perhaps you were there, too, and saw a lot of young people in blue T-shirts with a drawing of a red car and hashtag Breathe Aloha on the front. The Coalition for Tobacco-Free Hawaii is a project of the Hawaii Public Health Institute. Many of its members were walking the halls on opening day to generate support for bills to fund tobacco education and bills that meet its agenda. Now, one is a bill to increase the tax on large cigars. It's now passed first reading, is scheduled for a hearing tomorrow. But why just increase the tax on big cigars? Jessica Yamauchi is the executive director of the Hawaii Public Health Institute. She's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So why just single out large cigars in that long litany of taxation?
Well, we actually have another bill also that would impose a tax on e-cigarettes. So it's not just large cigars. They're just in different bills. But this one, large cigars are actually categorized separately in the law right now and are taxed at a different rate from other tobacco products.
Why is that so?
You know, I wasn't there when it was set into law in the beginning, but I think large cigars have always had a separate definition to them, and the tax set for them were 50% of the wholesale price versus other tobacco products, which is at 70% of the wholesale price.
Now the idea is to make it either 50 cents per large cigar or 50% of the wholesale price. Why not keep it consistent across the board?
Well, and actually, so that's a different bill that we actually are strongly opposed to, because that would lower the cigar tax. And that's an effort we've actually been fighting for the last 4 years now. It keeps resurrecting each legislative session. And, you know, it's a movement that we have been seeing happen across the country, slowly but surely. Each year, one state seems to adopt it. Most have not yet, though. You know, majority of states have not implemented any kind of cigar tax cap. And we strongly oppose it because we should never be looking at lowering a tax on a tobacco product.
Does this perhaps speak to the idea that tobacco policy in total needs to be reevaluated so it's more consistent and you're not looking to one area for this tobacco product and one area for another, and also to include e-cigarettes now that we know that they are in fact tobacco products?
Right. So we do want e-cigarettes to have a tax, as you just mentioned. You know, now that they're deemed by FDA as tobacco products, they're the only tobacco product out there without any kind of tobacco tax attached to them. And we do think it would be ideal to have it taxed the same way that the other tobacco products are taxed. And ideally, cigars should be taxed in that same manner, too. It's difficult to tax other tobacco products exactly the same as cigarettes just because of the packaging and the less regulations that are around it on the standardized packaging makes it impossible to tax them exactly the way that we tax cigarettes. But I think that we could tax all other tobacco products the same.
The American Lung Association just released its State of Tobacco Control survey not that long ago, and Hawaii got an F under tobacco prevention and cessation funding. Does the lack of constancy within the way we are taxing tobacco products now speak to the fact that we're not doing such a great job and seeing that funding stream through to education?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I think what we have to remind folks is that currently there are taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products and large cigars, but none of what's collected on any of those tobacco taxes goes towards tobacco prevention and control. There is some money that goes towards tobacco prevention and control from the master settlement money, but that has declined a little bit over the years. And so we haven't put in any additional funds into tobacco prevention and control. And it's really a shame that nothing from our tobacco taxes currently goes towards tobacco prevention and control, which is really, it's really critical. Every time there is a tax increase, you will see a certain percentage of the population decide to quit. It will help prompt people to quit. And you need to have funding for quit services to be adequate to really help folks.
Do you see anything in this legislative session that would meet that key element of your particular agenda, that we have more funds for education and cessation funding?
Well, we will definitely be asking for it with the cigar tax increase proposal and the e-cigarette tax proposal, so that if these tax increases do occur, that we'd like a percentage of the revenue to go towards tobacco prevention and control.
Jessica Yamauchi, what percentage would you consider to be fair?
Well, I think that there's a lot of great programs out there, and because nothing goes to tobacco prevention and control, we would be happy with a portion of it. You know, I think if 50% of it could go, that would be fabulous. But we know that there's a lot of needs out there. But I do think it's important that at least a percentage of it really go towards it. And, you know, when we've done public opinion polling, numbers are very, very strong that there's strong support that every time that there's a tobacco tax increase, that some of that funding should go towards tobacco prevention and control.
There are some people who sort of feel that, well, this must mean that we've done such a good job, we don't need to put any more strength into it. But yet that's exactly the point in which other states have seen their incidence of tobacco use increase, has it not?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And what we have to remember is it's not something that just gets fixed and you don't need to continue funding it. The industry is constantly changing and marketing, and they don't stop spending the marketing dollars that they do. So we cannot stop spending the prevention dollars.
Especially considering that, you know, every so many years we get a new generation that might find its way to tobacco products.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen e-cigarettes pick up like nothing before. I mean, they really have been able to change the social norm around smoking again. And they're just so attractive to youth, and we've seen an incline for the first time in many years.
So what would you think would be a fair way to tax e-cigarettes?
Well, as I mentioned, I think really it should be taxed the same way as other tobacco products are taxed. And so it should be a percentage of the wholesale price.
But there are so many different prices. When you look at the way the law is written now, there are so many different taxes for little cigarettes, for cigarettes, for little cigars. Now, certainly we've been talking about big cigars. What would be a fair and consistent tax that you'd like to see perhaps all the way through for any tobacco product?
So for all of those other tobacco products, they're actually all taxed at 70% of the wholesale price. We have your cigarettes that are taxed at $3.20 a pack. We have your other tobacco products that are taxed at 70% of the wholesale price, and then you have large cigars. So there's really three categories. And so we would like e-cigarettes to be taxed the same way that other tobacco products are taxed, which is at 70% of the wholesale price.
So then what does it mean when you read through this current bill that shows the law as written now, where it says, for example, that an excise tax equal to 6.5 cents for each cigarette sold, or an excise tax equal to 7 cents or 8. I mean, it looks like it's very different when you read it through, and yet to hear that they're all taxed at 70% of wholesale.
Well, so the cigarettes, the way that the law is written, it comes out to $3.20, but the tax is actually imposed on each cigarette. It's just that there's standard packaging, so every pack has 20 cigarettes in it, so we know that it comes out to $3.20. And so when you see that, it's just the increases that have happened over the years. And so we have three different categories of tobacco products and their taxes.
Which sometimes makes it confusing when people are trying to look at this. Is there any way of being able to make this simpler and just more cost-effective all the way across the board? I mean, cost-effective in terms of being able to fund education and be able to have a tax structure that's a lot easier to understand.
That might be a question for the Department of Taxation. I'm not sure if there's a way to make it simpler. I think we could definitely have just the two categories, your cigarettes and then other tobacco products. We probably don't necessarily need to have that third category of large cigars. But because of the way the packaging happens for other tobacco products, and there are so many different things, there's not an easy standard way to tax them compared to cigarettes, where, like I said, you know, it's mandated that there's 20 in a pack. The weight is set, everything is set with those and the regulations around them. And so taxing the cigarettes at $3.20 is easy to do compared to other tobacco products when you're really dealing with different types of products.
And the
market continues to change.
And what about things like, you know, chewing tobacco? That has some real issues surrounding it now with what's a form of nicotine is being used as, you know, as a component of it.
Right. And so they're taxed at 70% of the wholesale price.
All right. Well, we're going to see what happens with big cigars and what's so special about big cigars that they need a special category.
Exactly. Thank you.
And whether or not we get a tax on e-cigarettes, we'll be talking to you about that later on in the session, too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jessica Yamauchi is the executive director of the Hawaii Public Health Institute and formerly served as the policy director of the Coalition for Tobacco-Free Hawaii.